Today is Coffee and Music 25. Do you got your coffee? You got your coffee? Yeah. It's Tuesday. It's almost summer in a couple days. If you are in the Maple Valley area, I have a show coming up on June 30th that you should definitely attend because it's free. It's at Vintage Vino and Espresso. It's going to be a lot of fun. And they have wine flights there, the red, the white, the rosés, and they're all good. So you should come out, listen to some of my songs, and have some wine with me. Because why not? It's a free show. It's a cool place. It sounds awesome. The acoustics are really cool. So I have a lot of fun playing at wineries. And I lived in Phoenix for a while, and I played a lot at the wineries there when I lived down there. And the cool thing about it is the wineries in Arizona are so welcoming. They make great stuff, and you're just nice, right? So I had to write a song for the wine scene in Arizona. With this show coming up at Vintage Vino and Espresso, with it being a wine place, you know, I had this song on my mind this morning. So I'm going to play this song about Arizona wine, and it's called Dusty Vines. Blood of the land is in the body of the West, and you can tell around harvest time. Yeah, the fruits of labor make it a grand one to savor, along with the struggle in the vine. You can make it on down to the Cochise County line with the arid air in your nose. Taste the toils and the triumphs and feel the trails of the migrants without leaving to see where it grows. And I raise my glass of high. Yes, I raise my glass to the sky, yeah. And toast to the whole desert away. Yes, the West is still wide when you look on it for miles, but there's a new kind of gold rush this time. To your lips, it's the wine from these dusty vines. It's the wine from these dusty vines. Yeah. This has been the land of the fighters since we learned what it offered. And it's always rewarded the tough. And these vines would make those old gunfighters proud, surviving no matter how rough. For in this old desert, you gotta take what you can get, and get while the getting's good on the land. When the hard winds bring in the rain from the south, you can get clusters that fit in both hands. And I'll raise my glass up high. Yes, I'll raise my glass to the sky, yeah. And toast to the whole desert away. Yes, the west is still wide when you look on it for miles, but there's a new kind of gold rush this time. Good morning, bringing the riches straight to your lips. It's the wine from these dusty vines. It's the wine from these dusty vines. Yeah. the mesa with my dusty vino, and I'm watching the sun go down. I'll revel in the land's beauty and the wine in the glass and the fact that it came from its ground. And I'll raise my glass up high. Yes, I'll raise my glass to the sky and toast to the whole desert away. Your lips, it's the wine from these dusty vines. It's the wine from these dusty baguettes, yes. How's it going? Good morning. Like, haha. All right, what else we got here? All right, this one is another one that I wrote when I was in Arizona. It's called One for My Romeo y Julietas. It's about two cigar cutters, and only one of them is for cigars. Kind of my friend, and it's unlikely you'll have a respectable end but me. Well, I'm a businessman, and I know life like this cigar in my hand. Too many people don't know if you cut it too high, it will unravel and leave you dry. I keep one for my Romeo and Julietas, the other for your fingers. You say you want more money for a trip to Vegas. I have no confidence that you'll come back to see us. Yeah. Hey man, I thought you were smarter than this. My only interests are cigars and interest. You're good for it is all you say, but you ain't won nothing since that horse lucky day. And so you see my dilemma now, and the need for collateral before you leave town. I keep one for my Romeo and Julietas, the other for your fingers. You say you want more money for a trip to Vegas. I have no confidence that you'll come back to see us. I'm beginning to get impatient here as you compromise my wealth. Since you don't use those fingers for counting cash, I guess I will just help myself. It's too early to be dealing with this. It's too early. You got me all riled up now. Yeah. I need to take a moment, scat it out, and scat it out something like this. All right. See, part of my living come from gambling on the gamblers, and I like to keep those who keep a good handle. But you come a bad hand, so give you a bad hand instead of folding you and making you a dead man. Ha! If you're still looking to leave me with green, you better be willing to part with your pinkies. Yes, while I wait for you to make some digits, you have to leave some digits here with me. I keep one for my Romeo and Julietas, the other for your fingers. You say you want my money for a trip to Vegas. I will make sure that you come back to see us. Yeah. Ra-da-da-da-da. Woo. Ha. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. Don't forget that I got a show coming up at Maple Valley, Washington, at Vintage Vino and Espresso on June 30th at 7 p.m. And it's free to get in and hang out and just chill and listen to some of this music. It's a lot of fun. So I know live on the internet is one thing, but live face-to-face is a completely other thing. It's a lot of fun. Oh, enjoy your coffee, everybody. Enjoy your day. I know it's hot out there. Enjoy the heat because, I don't know, it was just a cold winter. So let's just enjoy the heat out there. All right, everybody. Have a good one. See ya. Bye, Mom. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.